Good morning. This is Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, Senior Pastor of St. Matthew's Baptist Church. We wish you a merry, merry Christmas in the name of Jesus, and thank God for his birth. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you this morning in Monday Morning Motivations is that the Christmas season is crystallized by a mindset, a spirit of giving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This spirit of giving allows us to give others counsel, to carry them, to bring some kind of compensation into their lives and comfort. In Romans chapter 15, verse 1, it says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. During this holiday season, I really want to talk about what it means to give. Giving is a one-way street. It is from your heart to help another person. And not necessarily our immediate family, but just helping people cross a bridge. And we ought to build bridges from people to Jesus, not people to us. And so this spirit of giving, according to Romans 15:1, notice what it says, we then that are strong. It comes on the heels of chapter 14 of Romans, which deals with the weaker and stronger brother, that it's the weaker brother, amen, that we need to show a lot of mercy, love, and patience towards, because they have not grown spiritually to understand all the vicissitudes of life, nor of the spiritual life. So we then that are strong in Christ, strong in the word, strong in our faith, strong in belief, we have a responsibility, listen to this, to bear up, to carry the infirmities, amen, of the weak. The weaker and stronger brother is a context here that says we don't determine who's weaker and stronger. God determines who's weaker and stronger. And typically, the most responsibility is on those who are strong. We have to carry, the word bear, we have to carry other people and be patient with them and be patient with what they are not bringing to the table. Be patient with their weaknesses and their vulnerabilities, and not to please ourselves. This is a great motivator. If you are trying to help others and yet please yourself, there's no way you can help others. We can only help others when we put ourselves to the side, crucify our flesh, crucify ourselves, and then we're open to concentrate on others. In this context, we can give others godly counsel as we have a mindset of carrying the weak. We can carry the weak. According to Galatians 6, it says, you that are strong, bear the infirmities of the weak. And then in Galatians 6, it says, if a man or woman be overtaken in a fault, listen to this, you that are spiritual, you that have the mind of Christ, he says, then you can carry someone else. And so this matter of counsel, this matter of carrying, this matter of a cooperation that we can even put up with the negative things that people bring in life. If there's an addiction, if there's a history of hurts, if there are fractures during this Christmas season, we need to be able to carry and cooperate, not agree with, but cooperate with the person, put aside our differences, and be Christ-like, and then ultimately offer a comfort to them. Come alongside Parakletos, the Paraclete of the Holy Spirit. We come alongside people, and we actually carry them. We comfort them. We meet them where they are. So during this Christmas season, I want you to think about the strong bearing the infirmities of the weak, putting up with, showing mercy, showing calm, and God will bless you as you have a mindset to carry someone else today. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Thank you.